Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight, including an Olympic athlete, an Olympic coach, and we're very honored to have as our first guest the Senior Vice President of Charter Communications, Eric Brown. Eric, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Let me state publicly that I've been on air for 18 years through five cable companies. We have never had a cable company that steps up to the plate and supports local programming and local events like Charter does. And I just want to publicly thank you and your company, Eric, for doing that.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to do that.
As almost everyone in town knows, Long Beach just finished its week in the sun, hosting the Olympic trials, part of this whole wonderful Long Beach Aquatics Festival. And Charter was a major sponsor and was the name sponsor of this beautiful Long Beach all-digital aquatic stadium. And Eric, what prompted you to step up and do that?
Well, there were a bunch of things going on at the same time, Art. We recently launched the first all-digital network in the city of Long Beach, and I'll come back to that to explain what that means. But in order to get that announcement out, we were looking for a Long Beach-based community event that Charter could get behind and perhaps bring in other sponsors to really drive home the point that something new and different was going on with the company here in Long Beach. It just so happened that the folks at NBC and the folks at the Convention Bureau approached us and said, listen, there's an opportunity here to gain naming rights for the stadium. We're in need of a Jumbotron and some other things, which are things we do well in terms of communicating the picture clarity and quality of an all-digital network. And it just all came together. There were a lot of folks, among them Craig Watson, who is our divisional VP of communications here at Charter based in Long Beach, had some vision, and working with our folks at corporate, Greg Field and others in creative services, they made this happen. Now, we talk about the all digital network, and I'm sure a lot of folks are wondering, well, what is that? What does that mean? Essentially, most cable systems deliver the basic cable lineup to you in an analog format. What that means is, and there are different gradations of picture and sound clarity. Analog is kind of the standard, and it's been in the industry for years. More recently, digital became available, and digital has a higher standard of picture clarity and sound clarity than analog.
So the viewer in Long Beach now will get a clearer picture,
right,
and clearer sound on all of the cable channels.
Right. If you are a Charter digital customer, meaning if you have a digital set-top on your box, on your television, your picture is now being transmitted completely digital, everything.
And Long Beach is the first city in the nation.
First cable system in the nation to do that, and we're really excited about that. And the customers are really excited. We've done some surveys, and 3-1 folks are voting that this is great, and they really like it.
Well, everyone was so excited that they had a parade recently. Let's take a look at the parade celebrating the all-digital city. Definitely gets their attention.
It does. That was a lot of fun. I think I still got confetti in places I didn't know I had it. But
well, here are a couple of shots of the magnificent Charter All Digital Aquatic Center, taken from a police helicopter, I'm told. But you've probably seen many shots in the newspaper the last week, and the Press Telegram, of course, has done a fantastic job promoting the festival. But national publicity, Eric, including four-color photo in the Wall Street Journal,
right,
of your stadium, unheard of.
It's been fantastic.
These shots are absolutely breathtaking, and they set the venue by the waterfront,
right,
in front of our beautiful shoreline,
right,
and they say it's trite, but it's true. You can't buy publicity like this. It just is. And even on the cover of Destination Magazine, published by South Coast Publishing, the Long Beach Business Journal publisher, a beautiful shot of the stadium.
Yeah.
It's like a suspension bridge. You can't take an ugly shot of it. You can't take an ugly shot of the stadium.
Well, you know, I think the city really showed off, and hats off to everybody here in Long Beach that was a part of this. It certainly went beyond our own expectation. I mean, we thought it was going to be good, but we had no idea it was going to be this big a success.
And, of course, there's talk about getting a permanent facility. The swimming community is speaking with the city and with Rich Foster and Steve Goodling. And what may come out of this is a permanent swim facility. And you guys were there at the birth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think it's an interesting proposal. It's one that Long Beach is uniquely positioned to sort of take advantage of that. It was a great spot. The athletes loved it. The crowd loved it. It was very spectator-friendly. I think we ought to look at that.
And I know you personally believe in the importance of local programming, and our own director-producer, Ron Petke, who produces 24 hours a week of local, 21 hours a week of local programming, does a yeoman job in this town.
We are very fortunate to have Ron with us. I mean, he has time and time again gone above and beyond the call of duty to do what he does in local programming. We do believe that it is one of the unique benefits of cable. I mean, we are in the communities. I live here. And
you're not flying over it like a satellite dish.
Exactly. And so we want to make sure that we're reflecting the fabric of the community in what we show. And local programming gives us the opportunity to do that. Ron is one of the best at what he does.
Wonderful. And we have a wonderful crew that collectively bring this show to our viewers each week. And now we're in 30 cities and we reach a 500,000 cable viewers on Charter Cable, which
which is wonderful.
Very exciting. And we have our new website, straighttalktv.com, which you can visit and register free as a viewer and be eligible for valuable gifts and whatever. And even one of our crew, we'll find out a little special thing happened to one of our crew in the last couple of months. Stay tuned and you'll see what that's all about. But Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to be on our show. And again, thank you and Charter for really stepping up to the plate big time and supporting this event.
Our pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Okay. When we come back, Olympic swimmers, Olympic coaches, you won't want to miss this. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.